Good morning.
早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this chance to worship you together.
主啊，我们为有这样一起来敬拜你的机会感谢你。
You have promised that whenever we gather in your name, you are with us.
你应许我们不管什么时候我们以你的名聚集，你就和我们同在。
And although we are separated in one way, we are meeting together to worship you.
虽然我们我们没有身体上在一起，但是我们却一起在敬拜你。
And so I ask that you will be with us and speak to us today.
求你真的是和我们同在，对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
I would like to start by asking Sister Lay to read from Isaiah 53.
我刚开始要读以赛亚书第53章。
I would like for you to read verses 1 through 6.
53章第一到第六节。我们所传的有谁信呢？
As she reads, remember that this is a prophecy of Jesus.
当我读的时候，请大家听的时候，记住这个是对耶稣的预言，也是对耶稣的一个描述。我们所传的 ，yes， 我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Last summer, I was in India.
去年夏天我在印度。
And I was talking with a group of students, and I asked them, what do Hindus think about the Christian God?
然后我跟一群印度的学生就是在一起谈话，我就问他们，那个印度教的人，他们是怎么想基督徒所信仰的神呢？
And they said, they call him the God of the Untouchables.
他说他们称我们的神是不可触摸者的神。
I asked them, what do you mean, the God of the Untouchables?
我说这是什么意思呢？他们说不可触摸者的神。
And they explained that in India, the Untouchables are the poorest of the poor.
他们向我解释说，在印度，这个不可触摸者就是穷人中的最穷的。
Politically, these people have very few civil rights.
在那个政治上呢，这些人，这个阶层的人呢，他们有很少的这个民事权利。
They end up with the jobs that no one else will do.
他们要去做那些没有人愿意去做的工作。
And so when Hindus say God is the God of the untouchables, they mean he is the God of worthless people.
所以当印度教的这个新印度教的人说他是那个不可触摸者的神，就是他是那些最没有价值的人的神。
They mean it as an insult.
他们的意思本来是一个侮辱性的，这样子讲。
But the more I thought about it, the more I realized,they are right.
然后我就越想了，我就在想说，哎呀，他们是对的。
God is the God of the untouchables.
神的确是那种不可触摸者的神。
Jesus came to show compassion, to show love for the hurting, for the lowest in society.
耶稣来是要向那些社会上这种受伤害的这个最底层的人展示了爱和连续。
These are the untouchables.
他们那些人是说在社会上别人看是不可触摸的。
Tax collectors, lepers, sinful people.
税吏还有这个麻风病人还有那些罪人。
And he came to touch them.
他来是为了触摸他们。
Jesus healed the sick, but he didn't simply heal them from a distance.
主耶稣去医治了那些生病的人，但是他不是从远处医治他们。
He entered our world and took our pain on himself.
他进入到我们的世界，他也承担了我们的痛苦。
9 times in the gospel, it says that Jesus felt compassion for people.
在福音书里边有九次提到说耶稣心里就动了慈心。
Now, when I first hear the word compassion, I just think about feeling sorry for someone.
当我第一次听到这个慈心怜悯的时候，我就觉得说你是为别人的这个难处感到难过，我就是这样的理解的。
Maybe doing something practical to help them.
或者是做一些实际的事情来帮助这些人。
But the word compassion goes much deeper than that.
但是这个慈心体恤这个词意义更深。
It means to suffer with the person who is suffering.
他的意思是说跟那些受苦的人一起受苦。
To feel...What they feel.
去感受到他们所感受到的。
That's the root of the word compassion.
所以这个就是那个怜悯体恤这个词的词根的意思。
Yes, Jesus healed the sick, he raised the dead, he fed the hungry.
却的确是主耶稣是医治了这个有疾病的，让死人复活，也喂养了那些饥饿的。
But he did more than that.
但他所做的超过那一切。
He entered our world.
他降临到我们，进入到我们这个世界当中。
Not only did he heal the sick, but he endured sickness himself.
他不单单是医治了那些有病的人，他自己也经历了那些疾病。
Not only did he raise the dead, he suffered death himself.
他不单单让死人复活，他自己也经历了死亡。
Not only did he feed the hungry, he became hungry himself.
他不单单是喂养那些饥饿的，他自己也经历了饥饿。
Isaiah says in the scripture we read, he bore our griefs, he carried our sorrows.
在以赛亚书中他写到说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He was wounded so that we could be healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
He suffered with us.
他和我们一同受苦。
He felt compassion.
所以他是体恤怜悯我们。
This morning, I want to look with you at some examples of this.
今天早上我们来看一些例子。
The first one is in Mark chapter 1.
第一个是在马可福音第一章
Verse 40,
第四十节
A leper came to Jesus, imploring him and kneeling said to him, If you will, you can make me clean.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说，你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
And it says, moved with compassion,Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him.
就是这里记述说耶稣动了慈心就伸手摸他。
And said, I will be clean.
说我肯你洁净了吧。
And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean.
大麻风即使离开他他就洁净了。
Now, when we read about leprosy now, we think about the modern Hansen's disease.
当我们读到这个大麻风的时候，我们就想到现在的叫汉，就是现代所定义的这种汉生麻风病。
For most of the world, that's been eradicated, and we really don't fear leprosy now.
在现在世界各地，这个麻风病已经被消除了，所以我们也不会害怕。
But in the ancient world, the word leprosy covered a range of skin diseases, and some of them were very, very contagious.
但是在古代的古时候呢，这个大麻风病呢，就是包括了很一系列的这种皮肤病，其中一些呢是非常的具有传染性。
So maybe when you read that, you should think of H1N1 or COVID-19.
所以当你读到这个大麻风的时候，你就想想现在的这个叫做禽流感，或者是现在的这个冠状病毒。
And for Jewish people, it was especially bad.
对于犹太人来讲，得这个大麻风是更加的糟糕。
Because leprosy made a person ritually unclean.
因为这个麻风病会让这个得病的人在在仪式上也是不洁净的。
A leper could not enter the temple to worship.
一个得麻风病的人，他不能进到圣殿里去敬拜。
He couldn't come near other people. He was an outcast.
他也不能是靠近别人，他就是一个被放逐的人。
If anyone even came near him, he had to call out, "Stay away! I'm a leper."
所以，当有任何人离他们走近的时候，他们必须要大声的喊说：“远离开我，麻风。”麻风病人，我是。
He was physically ill.
他不单单是这个得麻风的病的人，不单单是身体上有疾病。
And he was socially untouchable.
然后在社会上，他也是不可接触的。
And it says Jesus touched him.
但是马可福音这里记载说，耶稣伸手摸他。
Now, when I read that, I ask, why would he touch someone that everyone else stayed away from?
然后当我读的时候，我就想说，耶稣为什么要去摸这个大家都是避之唯恐不及的人呢？
Jesus didn't have to touch him to heal him.
耶稣不需要碰他就可以医治他。
He could just say a word.
他就说一句就好了。
I would have said, you stay over there and be healed.
然后如果是我，我就会说你站在那儿，你好了。
But Jesus reached out his hand and touched him.
但是耶稣却是伸出手去摸他。
That tells me two things about Jesus.
这样告诉我关于耶稣的两件事。
Number one, it tells me about his power.
第一个告诉我耶稣的能力。
Because you see, there was a reason that Jewish people would not touch a leper.
就是犹太人他不能去碰触这个麻风病人是有原因的。
They weren't being rude and unkind.
他们并不是说他们很粗鲁，对他们这些人很不友好。
But if you touched a leper, you became unclean.
因为如果你去碰触了那个一个麻风病人，你自己也就变得不洁净了。
But think about this.
但是想一想。
When Jesus touched a leper, the leper became clean.
但是当耶稣去摸这个麻风病人的时候，这个麻风病人变得洁净了。
Jesus had more power than the disease.
耶稣的能力比这个疾病更大。
We see this over and over in the Gospels.
在福音书里我们看到这个不断的出现。
His power is greater than leprosy.
耶稣的能力远远胜过这个麻风病。
Greater than demons.
也比这个胜过鬼魔。
Greater than the winds and the waves.
也胜过风和海。
Greater than death itself.
也比死亡更大。
This man who touched the untouchables.Was a man of unimaginable power.
这位去触摸这个不可触摸者的耶稣，他有着难以想象的能力。
And we need to remember that today.
我们今天真的是需要记住这一点。
In 2020, we need to remember that as Christians, our God is a God of unimaginable power.
在2020年，作为基督徒，我们要记住我们的神是有着难以想象的能力的神。
Because many Christians don't believe that.
因为很多基督徒他们其实是不是真正相信的。
They say they do.
他们嘴巴上说他们相信。
They think they do.
他们也觉得自己相信。
But they really don't believe it.
但是他们其实并没有真正相信。
They worship a very small, very weak God.
他们所敬拜的是一个很小、很软弱的神。
I know that because I have heard them pray.
因为我之所以知道，是因为我听到了他们的祷告。
God, if you can just help a little bit.
你神啊，如果你哪怕就帮我一点点。
My marriage is too broken for me to ask for you to heal it, but Lord, if you'll just help a little bit to get me through today.
然后呢，我的婚姻就太糟糕了，所以我想你可能也帮不了，那我就求你帮我一点点，让我能度过今天。
God, you're too weak to restore my love for my wife, but at least if you can help me to get along a little bit.
然后呢，神啊，你可能没有能力帮助我能够再去爱我的太太，但是起码你帮助我今天能够有能力度过今天。
Their God is little.
他们的神是很微小的。
It's not the God who can touch a leper and make them clean.
这不是他们的神，不是那位可以触摸麻风病人，让这个麻风病人得医治的神。
We don't believe he's that big.
我们没有相信他是那么的伟大。
I know this because I read their post on Facebook.
我之所以知道，是因为我在脸书上读他们的那个写的东西。
Now, if you are one of the people who shared this week, don't be offended.
如果你是这个星期在这个脸书上写这个，求你不要觉得被冒犯。
I didn't look. I just someone read it to me.
我没有去上脸书上，是别人写给我的。
But this is what it said.
他们是这么写的。
If this person, I won't tell you who, but if this person is elected president,
如果这个人他被选上做总统，
we will not be able to attend church and we won't be able to witness to our neighbors.
然后我们就不能再去教会，我们也没有办法向我们的邻居做见证。
Now, I am not preaching this morning about politics.
我今天早上不是讲政治。
But if you cannot witness to your neighbor,unless your party is in political office, your God is a tiny little God.
如果说是因为你所赞成的那个党派不能去进到就是进到做总统，因这样的话你就不能向你的邻舍做见证，那你的神就太小了。
We serve a God of incredible power.
我们所服侍的神是有难以置信的能力的神。
Jesus touches the leper and he is healed.
主耶稣真的是触摸了这个不可触摸者，然后这个人就好了。
And if we believe that Jesus is still that powerful, we do not need to live in fear.
如果我们相信耶稣仍然是那样有能力，那我们就不需要惧怕。
We don't have to fear rejection by friends and family.
我们就不需要害怕家人和朋友的拒绝。
Because our God is powerful.
因为我们的神是大有能力的。
Yes, we will vote.
是的，我们要去投票。
But we know that our God is more powerful than the president.
但是我们知道我们的神比这个总统更有权力。
Yes, we will save for retirement, but we don't live in fear.Of what the stock market will do.
是的，我们会为我们的退休做储蓄，但是我们不会去害怕这个股市的这个高高低低。
Yes, in 2020, we will wear a mask and act wisely.
是的，在2020年，我们会戴口罩，我们会行动明智。
But we won't live in terror.
但是我们不会活在这种对疾病的这种惧怕当中。
Because we trust the creator of the universe.
因为我们所信任的是这位创造宇宙的主。
A God who is so powerful that Jesus touched the untouchable and transformed his life.
然后这位神是如此有能力，所以耶稣就触摸了这个不可触摸者，改变了他的生命。
This story tells me of his power and it tells me of his compassion.
这个故事不仅告诉我关于耶稣的能力，也告诉我关于耶稣的怜悯。
Because you see, this leper was sick physically.
我这个告诉我们，这个麻风病人不仅仅是身体上有病。
He needed to be healed physically.
他身体上是需要被医治。
But I think he also needed to be healed emotionally.
我觉得他的心灵上也需要得到医治。
Because since the first day that the symptoms of his leprosy showed up, no one had touched him.
因为自从他身上开始有这种麻风病的征兆的时候，就没有人再摸过他。
Emotionally, he is alone. He is hurting.
所以在心灵上，他是很孤单的，也是挺难受的，挺受伤害的。
I've always read this story and thought Jesus could have healed him from a distance.
我读这故事，我总是想耶稣可以从远处来医治他。
But this year, I've seen that one of the great pains of the COVID-19 pandemic has been when we have to take our loved one to the hospital, drop them off at the door, and leave them alone.
然后呢，在今年呢，就在这个冠状病毒的这个大流行病中，我觉得我看到了所带来的一个最大的痛苦，就是你带着你所爱的人到医院，你把他们放在门口，但是你不能跟着一起进去。
To know, I can't touch them, I can't be with them.
就知道说我们不能跟他们在一起，我不能碰触他们。
Jesus knew that this leper needed to feel a human touch.
耶稣知道这个麻风病人他需要一个人的触摸。
I imagine the shock to this leper when Jesus begins to.
当耶稣去伸手摸他的时候，这个麻风病人得有多么的震惊。
How it must have felt to him.That someone loved him enough to risk touching him.
然后对他来讲，他的心里是怎么感受的呢？就是有一个人这么的爱他，愿意去冒险去摸他。
But I also want you to see this morning that it cost Jesus to touch him.
然后今天早上我也让大家看到，对耶稣去触摸他，对耶稣是要付代价的。
Do you remember what Isaiah said?
记不记得以赛亚所说的？
With his wound, we are healed.
他说，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Our healing cost him.
我们的得医治是要他要付代价的。
I imagine how the leper felt when Jesus reached out his hand.
我能够想象，就是说，我在想象说，当耶稣伸手摸这个麻风病人的时候，他是怎么感受的。
But I also imagine how the crowd reacted.
我也在想象说，这个周围看的人呢，他们的反应是怎么样的。
Stop, teacher, don't do that.
他们说，老师啊，赶快停下来，不能这样做。
And when it was done, some of those people.Would have walked away from Jesus.
当耶稣医治完这个人之后，那跟随他的一些群众呢，可能就会离开他。
Yes, they were happy Jesus had healed him.
是的，他们很高兴耶稣医治了这个麻风病人。
But the law said, "Don't touch."
但是这个律法上说，你不可以去触摸这个麻风病人。
And they valued the law more than they valued the leper.
他们对律法的看重胜过对这个麻风病人的看重。
Jesus had compassion on the leper. He suffered with the leper.
耶稣怜悯这个麻风病人，他跟他一同受苦。
To some of the people in the crowd, Jesus was now untouchable.
对群众中的一些人呢，在他们的心目中，现在耶稣也是成了那个不可触摸者了。
He bore our grief.
他真的是担当我们的痛苦。
He carried our sorrows.
他担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He suffered so that we could be healed.
他受苦，所以我们可以得医治。
That's compassion.
那个就是连续。
He was the healer who touched the untouched.
这是这个医治者去触摸了那个不可触摸的。
But I want you to see something else about Jesus this morning.
今天早上我们也要看耶稣的另外一面。
Because he was the master who served.The servants.
因为他是那个服侍仆人的主人。
Matthew chapter 10.
在 Mark chapter 10, right? Mark.
I'm sorry, Mark.
马可福音第十章。
I can't read. Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
Jesus and the disciples are traveling to Jerusalem.
耶稣和门徒一起要去耶路撒冷。
It's his last visit to the city.
这是他最后一次去耶路撒冷。
Everyone is excited because they think he will set up a kingdom when he arrives.
大家都很兴奋，因为觉得他去了耶路撒冷就要建立他的国。
And so in Mark chapter 10, James and John come to Jesus and say, "When you get there, will you put us in the top positions?"
然后呢？就是雅各跟约翰就到耶稣面前来说，你到了那儿的时候，可不可以把我们放在那个最高的位置上，你的内阁里面。
Well, one of us on the right hand and the other on the left hand.
一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
And verse 41 says that the other 10 disciples were angry about this.
说那十个门徒呢，就对恼怒雅各、约翰。
The reason they were angry is they wanted those positions.
他们之所以生气是因为他们自己想要那个位置。
And Jesus says to them something very powerful.
耶稣对他们讲的这话很有力。
You see, Jesus was a rabbi.
耶稣是夫子。
The word rabbi meant my master.
这个夫子的意思就是表示说我的主人。
When the disciples followed Jesus, he became their rabbi, their master.
当门徒跟随耶稣的时候，他耶稣就成了他们的夫子，成了他们的主人。
And in their culture, the rabbi, the teacher, had a position of high authority.
在他们的文化里边，他们的夫子就是有一个很高的权柄。
He could expect others to serve almost any request.
他相当于是他们的师傅一样，他可以让他们去做任何的事情。
Now, I was a teacher for 30 years, and this was never true now.
我做了30年的老师，现在这个是不是这样的。
But back then, the teacher could ask for any kind of service, almost anything, and his students, his disciples would do it.
然后呢，在那个时代呢，如果他的老师让他的门徒去做任何事情都可以。
He was the master; they were the servants.
他是那个师傅，他是主人，那这些跟随他的人就都是他的仆人。
But Jesus said to them.
但是耶稣对他们说。
Verse 45.
第45节。
The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Yes, he is the master.
是的，他是夫子，他是老师。
But he came to serve.
但是他来是要服侍人。
Now, what does that look like?
那个在当时是看的是怎么样的呢？
Jesus just...A few days later gives them a picture of what this will look like in daily life.
然后再过几天耶稣就会给他们一个很形象的图片在每日的生活中会是怎么样的。
John chapter 13, they are surrounding a table. They're eating their supper together.
在约翰福音第十三章，他们就围着一个桌子一起吃晚饭。
And Jesus gets up from his seat.
耶稣就站起来离席。
He wraps a towel around his waist.
拿一条毛巾手巾束腰。
And begins washing their feet.
就洗门徒的脚。
I thought about giving this sermon the title, Feet Stink.
本来我想说给今天的这个讲到的题目叫做那个臭臭的脚。
Because this picture was not pretty.
因为这个图片可是不是很美丽的一个图片。
They come into that room, they've been out walking in the streets, and it was dirty.
他们在街上一直走，然后当他们进到这个房间里的时候，他们的脚都是脏的。
They didn't wear socks.
那个时候的人是不穿袜子的。
They wore rough sandals.
他们穿的那个，就是那个拖那个凉鞋呢，也是很粗糙的。
Baths were rare.
然后呢，那个在那个时候很beds 有名，床是很少，就是很少有那种东西。
And feet stink.
然后他们的脚都是挺臭的。
And Jesus was human. He had a sense of smell.
耶稣是人，他也能闻到东西。
No one's feet are nice.
没有人的这个脚是看上去很好的，很干净的。
It must have bothered him.
但是这肯定这个味道还是挺让人不舒服的。
But he touched the untouchable.
但是他触摸那个不可触摸者。
He served when it was uncomfortable.
当时不舒服的时候，不方便的时候，他仍然服侍。
And again, his service cost him.
然后他的服侍也是要他付代价的。
Because washing feet was one of the lowest jobs in that world.
因为在当时的世界，给人洗脚是最卑贱的工作。
Now, if you were listening a few minutes ago, I said that a rabbi could ask for almost any kind of service from his students, from his disciples.
如果你几分钟以前我刚刚讲过，就是一个夫子可以让他的门徒几乎可以做任何的事情。
But there were a few exceptions to that rule. There were a few things that a rabbi could not ask a disciple to do.
但是有几样，很少的几样是这个夫子不能要求他门徒去做的。
And one of those was to wash his feet.
然后其中有一样就是不能要求他的门徒洗他的脚。
That was a job for a slave.
因为那个是奴隶的工作。
And so when Jesus kneels down to wash the feet,
所以当耶稣真的是跪下来洗他们的脚的时候，
it cost him.
对他来讲，他是要付代价的。
It cost him his dignity.
就是他要付这个丧失尊严的代价。
Peter is offended.
所以彼得就觉得很不舒服。
He says, you can't do that.
彼得就说你不可以这样做，你不可洗我的脚。
This is embarrassing. Get up.
他说你这太令人难看了，你还是起来吧。
It cost Jesus to serve the servants.
当耶稣去服侍这个仆人的时候，对耶稣来讲，他是要付代价的。
He served with no thought of reward.
当他服侍的时候，他没有想到他会有什么回报。
There was nothing they could do to repay this.
他们门徒不能够做什么来回报他。
You know, it's easier to serve if we can expect a return.
所以当我们知道对方会就是跟我们回报的时候，去服侍对方是比较容易的。
I'm going to do a favor and help Brother Joe today, and someday he'll help me.
我今天会去帮助那个旧弟兄，那有可能在未来的什么时候他也会来帮我。
But when Jesus said the Son of Man came to be served, not to be served, but to serve.
当耶稣说人子来是要不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人的时候。
When he said, whoever wants to be great must become a servant, a slave.
耶稣说当你们中间谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人的时候。
A slave expects no reward.
一个奴隶是不可能期待任何回报的。
The slave knows that his master is never going to say, since you did such a good job cooking my dinner, tomorrow I'll fix dinner for you.
一个奴仆，一个仆人不可能说期待主人对他说，哦，今天晚上你的晚餐给我做得真好，明天早上我给你做早餐。
Jesus had compassion and served those who could do nothing to return the favor.
主耶稣对那些完全不能回报他的人，他真的是有怜恤，也真的去服侍了。
In fact, just a few hours after Jesus washes Peter's feet, Peter will deny him.
就是在耶稣洗了彼得脚后的几个小时，彼得就否认认识耶稣。
And worse, if you read this chapter, Judas was still in the room.
如果你在更糟糕的是，如果你读这章的话，你会发现当时犹大也在这个房间里。
Jesus washed the feet of Judas, knowing that Judas was leaving in a few minutes to go betray him.
耶稣洗犹大脚的时候，他知道再过几分钟，犹大就会出门就去背叛他。
He knows what Judas will do.
他知道犹大会做什么。
But with love and compassion,
但是有带着慈爱跟怜悯。
Even with humility,
就是带着这个谦卑。
He kneels down and washes the feet of his betrayer.
然后呢，他跪下来，甚至洗了这个背叛他的人的脚。
This is compassion.
这个就是怜恤怜悯。
To touch the untouchables.
去触摸那个不可触摸者。
To serve the servant.
去服侍仆人。
But the point of my sermon as I come to the end this morning, the point of my sermon is more than just rejoicing at what Jesus did.
所以我今天讲到这里，我的这个关键不是说在于去享受耶稣这种服侍。
Yes, it is wonderful to look back and see what Jesus did.
往后看，看到耶稣所行的确实是很棒。
But this morning, I want to end by reminding you that you and I are called to be like Jesus.
但是今天早晨结束的时候，我想要提醒的是，你和我都被呼召要像耶稣。
And that means we are called to touch the untouchables.
就是我们也被呼召要去触摸那些不可触摸的。
Let me show you what that means.
让我向你展示这个会是什么样的。
Paul writes a letter to a man by the name of Philemon.
保罗给一个叫腓利门的人写信。
Philemon's slave has run away.
腓利门的仆奴那个奴隶呢就跑了，就逃跑了。
The slave Onesimus has become a Christian.
然后之后呢，这个逃跑的这个奴隶阿尼西姆他就成为了基督徒。
And now he must go back to the master he ran away from.
然后他现在必须要回到他的主人家里，他所从他主人逃跑的家里。
Paul writes a letter.
保罗就写了一封信。
And he says, I want you to treat him. Not as a slave, but as a brother.
他说，我求你对待这个阿尼西姆。
That costs money.
你知道那样子会让那个会花很多钱的。
A slave could cost over $100,000 in modern money.
$100,000, okay. 150, 在今天来讲，一个奴隶的价值是10万。
A slave was valuable.
一个奴仆他是很有，还是有价值的。
And worse, if the other slaves see that Onesimus gets by without punishment, they may run away.
这个更糟糕的就是，如果别的那个奴隶呢，看到阿尼西姆就这样跑了，也啥事儿都没有，他们有可能也会跑。
It could bankrupt Philemon to love Onesimus.
所以呢，对腓利门来讲，他去爱这个阿尼西姆，可能会让他破产。
Touching the untouchables is costly.
去触摸那个不可触摸者是要付代价的。
Romans chapter 16 is another example of this.
在罗马书第十六章也是另外一个例子。
When Paul writes this letter to Rome, he is in the city of Corinth.
保罗是在哥林多这个城市写这个罗马书的。
And at the end of his letter, he gives some greetings.
在书信结束的时候呢，他有一些问安。
He's in Corinth and he says, Gaius, the host of the church here, says hello.
他说去向那个就是那个该由，他是你那个教会的这个就是家庭教会的这个主人，开放家庭的，向他问安。
Gaius is the one who hosts the church in his house. They didn't have church buildings.
在那个时候呢，他们没有教堂，那个该亚呢，该由就是开放他的家庭，让教会在他家里聚集的一个人。
So Gaius is wealthy enough to have a big enough house that all of the church can meet in his home.
所以呢，该优应该是比较有钱，他的房子也比较大，所以整个教会都可以来他家里聚会。
He's probably wealthy.
他可能是挺富有的一个人。
The next name that Paul mentions is Erastus.
再一个名字保罗提到的是以拉都。
Erastus is the city treasurer.
这个以拉都是城内管银库的，是城里的财政官。
He's a political official. He's high up.
他是一个政治上的人物，那他也是有很高位置的。
Upper class.
他是属于上层上流社会的。
But then there are two names in this list that are very interesting.
但是在这个里边呢，有两个名字呢，也是很有意思。
Tertius and Quartus.
一个是德丢，一个是阔土。
That just means number three and number four.
德丢他跟阔土他在那个罗马文里边就是三号四号。
And I started to look at that this week. Why are they named number three and number four?
我就说这个为什么他们的名字是三号跟四号呢？
It's because they were slaves.
是因为他们是奴隶。
Slaves didn't get a number.
在那个
I mean,
那个奴隶呢，他们是没名字的。
They're just number one, number two, number three, number four.
他们就是一个号，一号、两号、三号、四号。
So here's what I want you to see.
我想让你看到的是
，Paul is in Corinth at a church meeting.
然后保罗呢是在哥林多，是在教会里。
And here are wealthy upper class people.
那边呢是一些上层社会的人，上层有富有的人。
And here are slaves.
这边呢是奴隶，奴仆。
And they're all together.
但是他们都在一起。
In Christ, we are all one.
在基督里，我们都是一体。
In Christ, the upper class touches the untouchable.
在基督里，这种上层社会的，他去触摸那个不可触摸的。
We are all one.
我们都是在基督里都是一体。
In the fourth century, there was an emperor by the name of Julian.
在公元四世纪的时候，有一个皇帝叫做尤利安。
Julian wanted to wipe out Christianity.
尤利安想是就是消灭基督教。
He wanted to return Rome to paganism, as the official religion.
他想要重新把罗马转回到以前的异教崇拜里边。
He made laws.
他就颁布法律。
He persecuted Christians.
他逼迫基督徒。
He killed many of them.
他也杀害了很多基督徒。
And he could not wipe out the church.
但是他却没有办法消灭教会。
And he wrote a letter to one of his governors.
然后他就给他的一个官员写了一封信。
Very angry and frustrated.
他非常的沮丧，非常的生气。
I read the letter again this week.
然后呢，我就那个去读那封信，下个星期我要去读他那封信。
He said, we can't get rid of this Galilean religion.
他说我们没有办法除灭这个加利利的宗教。
All the people want to follow the Christians.
所有的人都想跟大多，很多人想跟随这个基督徒，基督。
And he says, this is why.
原因是在于。
Our pagan priest ignore the poor and make themselves rich.
我们自己这个祭司呢，就是忽略了这个穷人的需要，让他们自己变得很富有。
Instead of feeding starving beggars, our pagan priest throw them out of the village.
然后呢，不是说去喂养这些快饿死的这些饥饿的人群，我们这个异教的这些祭司呢，把他们从城里赶出去。
When our parents don't want a baby, they abandon it beside the road to die.
当那个官巴父母们不想要这个孩子的时候，就把孩子扔到城外的路上，让他们自己去自生自灭。
When there is a plague, our pagan doctors flee the city and leave the sick to die alone.
当那个这个瘟疫的时候呢，这个异教的这个医生呢，就赶快逃离这个城市，让这个得病的人自己去等，去等死。
And then he said,
然后他又接着说
,Look at those Galilean Christians.
你去看看那些加利利的基督徒。
Every Sunday they take offerings to give to the poor, the sick, the widows, the orphans.
然后每个星期天呢，他们都收奉献。然后去给这些穷人的这些生病的寡妇孤儿。
They rescue abandoned babies and raise them as their own.
他们去抢救那些被抛弃的婴孩，把他们抚养长大，好像他们自己的孩子。
They feed the beggars.
他们就是去喂养那些乞丐。
Emperor Julian hated the Christians.
这个尤利安皇帝憎恨基督徒。
But he said we cannot defeat them.
但是他说我们却赢不了他们。
Because they care for the untouchables.
因为他们去，他们真的是在意那些不可触摸者。
You read through church history and this happens over and over.
如果你去读教会历史，你就会看到这些不断的出现。
Christians who build hospitals.
就是基督徒建造了医院
，who care for the lepers，
去这个是照料这个麻风病人
，who provide schools for the poor，
为穷人提供学校。
The day after I talked to the Christians in India and asked, "What do the Hindus say about you?"
在我就是那天问了这个印度的这个人说，到底这个印度教的人他们怎么来说基督教的神的之后。
They said, the Hindus say that we worship the God of the untouchables.
他说印度教的人就说我们是敬拜的一个不可触摸者的神。
I said to my students, why do they say that?
我就问我的学生他们为什么会这样说呢？
And one of them said, wait till tomorrow and I will show you.
然后我的一个学生你等了明天我告诉你他们为什么这样说。
The next day after class, he said, come with me.
第二天下课之后他说跟我一起来。
He took me to a home.
他就把我带到一个家里。
It was a home for disabled people.
那个地方呢是给这种残废人的。
Now this might not mean so much in America.
在美国好像这个不是很有意义，很重要。
We have nursing homes and hospitals and places to care for those who are hurting.
我们有养老院，有医院，还有别的地方可以照顾那些就是需要照顾的人。
But in India, when you drive down the road, you will see the disabled, those who have been injured, those who can't walk, they are poor.
然后呢，在你在印度的街上，你走过去之后，你可以看到那些残废的人，他们或者是受以前受过什么伤，反正他们就是很穷。
All they can do is sit by the road with a little cup and beg for enough money to buy food for one day.
所以他们唯一能做的就是坐在路边拿着一个杯子，就是乞讨，这样他们可以有一些钱可以去买那天的食物。
But my student took me to a building.
但是我的学生把我带到一个建筑物里。
That a group of Christians were running.
然后是基督徒建立的。
It brought in disabled people from the streets.
他们把那个就是残废的人从街上带过来。
It taught them, they taught them how to make crafts that they could sell.
然后也教他们怎么样做一些手工，然后他们可以去卖。
They gave them a bed, they fed them, they provided doctors.
然后他们就是给他们床，让他们可以睡，然后也给他们食物，也给他们找医生。
And when I went in, they announced to the people, there's a foreigner here to see you.
然后当我进去的时候，他们就向这些人就宣布说，哦，有个外国人来看你们。
And the people gathered in the hallway.
然后这些人都聚集在走廊里。
And they sang to me.
然后他们就对我唱歌。
A song about God's love for the untouchables.
然后就是讲这个对这种不可触摸者的神的爱。
And that day I understood why they call God the God of the untouchables.
那天我就知道说他们为什么称我们的神是不可触摸者的神。
So what about you and me?
所以对你和我来讲这意味着什么呢?
We are called to be like Jesus.
我们被呼召要像耶稣。
To touch.The untouchables.
去触摸那些不可触摸的。
In Florida, in 2020, that will not be a leper.
在2020年的佛罗里达，也许那个不是一个麻风病人。
It might be Carter.
也许是一个也许是叫卡特的人。
Because we are nice people who are teachers and engineers and professionals.
我们都是工程师啊，都是有这个比较好的职业的人。
And an untouchable will be a social outcast.
这个不可触摸者可能是一个社会上被驱逐的人。
It might be a homeless person.
有可能是流浪汉。
An illegal immigrant.
或者是一个非法移民。
It might be someone who has fallen into a shameful sin and we're embarrassed.
或者是一个落入一个可耻的罪中的人，我们都觉得挺羞耻的。
It might be a coworker who is unpopular because they are just irritating and difficult to be with.
或者是一个很不受欢迎的一个同事，因为他们总是很易怒，总是生气，所以大家都不喜欢他。
And we want to say, just stay away.
然后我们就说离那个人远一点。
We want to give that homeless person $5 and say, okay, I'm done.
然后我们想说就给这个流浪汉5块钱，然后就说我做完了。
But we are called to be like Jesus.
但是我们被呼召要像耶稣。
More than just doing a good deed.
不单单是有好行为，做一个好事。
Entering into their world.
而是进入到他们的世界。
We can't do it for everybody.
我们没有办法是为每个人来帮助每个人。
It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
And that's part of the problem.
这就是其中的一个问题。
We say there are too many problems, there are too many needs, I can't do anything.
然后我们就说有太多的问题，太多的需要，我们也做不了。
But we can do it for one.
但是我们可以为一个人做。
And so I want to ask you this.
所以我想问大家,
this week,
这个星期,
not just sometime,
不是说有时候,
not just, yeah, someday I'm going to do something to help,
不是说有一天我会做什么事情来帮助,
this week,
而是这个星期,
would you begin to pray, God?
你是不是可以开始祷告说神啊,
please show me one untouchable in my life.
向我展示一个在我生活中的一个不可触摸者。
Bring one untouchable to me.
就是带一个不可触摸的人到我的生活中。
And then God, please help me to touch them like you did.
帮助我像你那样去触摸他们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, it's easy to be thankful that you touched the untouchables.
主啊，就是为了你，因为你去触摸了那些不可触摸者，我们去感谢是很容易的。
It's easy to read about what you did.
就是去阅读你所做的，也是很容易的。
It's easy to be thankful for what others have done.
为了别人所做的去感谢也是容易的。
But God, I must confess, touching untouchables is difficult.
但是主啊，我要承认，去触摸那些不可触摸者是很困难的。
I don't like to do it.
我也不喜欢那样去做。
I look at them and I think, they got into trouble because of their own sins.
我看他们就说是因为他们自己的罪他们才有这样的麻烦。
I don't want to get involved.
我也不想涉入。
I see them and I think, it would hurt too much to get involved.
然后我看着他们我就说如果我要是涉入的话那可能对伤害是挺大的。
But God, you touched the untouchables.
但是主啊，你去触摸了那些不可触摸者。
And I want to be like you.
但是呢，我想像你。
So this week.
所以这个星期。
Would you show me who you want me to love?
求你向我展示，你要我去爱谁。
And then would you give me the grace to do it?
然后给我这个恩典能够去做。
Even though maybe inside I don't want to.
就算我里边是不愿意的。
Would you give me the grace to touch them because you did?
给我这个恩典让我去触摸他们因为你已经这样做了。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。